Blog Talk Radio.
Champions make champions. We've been winning. And we take them every day. That's all we know. As the lead. DG Light. Distribution game. Boss up.
Punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police Department. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Tracy. Now, after reviewing this violent struggle that was caught on cell phone video, community activists are speaking out tonight.
As a matter of fact, had to start off with that. I'll get to the reason why. That song, Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right, that was available on CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, and it dealt with the whole situation in Euclid, Ohio, and we'll get to why I played that starting off, that CMHA, I believe, by Sheriff Kilroy. hey, welcome aboard once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 25. For those who want to send in music or anything else, commercials too, emaxxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can Facebook EMAXXTHEEIMIJJ or Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. For Lake City Radio, if you're listening to that on blogtalkradio.com, we also welcome you to call in at 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. with a period. You can also hit me up on Twitter at, this is important, at Alfred Porter Jr. 1. That's the number one. Also, let me give you three quick disclaimers before we tune into this show. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back or press one. Now, I am also going to say that we are definitely praying for the Powers family. Of course, you know, Mr. Carl Powers III lost his cousin at the funeral last Friday. He definitely want to send out a thank you to Donald Walker Brown, the general, for showing up at that home going. It makes about, wow, the third person close to him that he's lost since the year began. I also want to definitely go through, before I do anything on this birthday episode, yes, I get a chance to turn 50 years old today, June 24th. Now, I do need to let you know a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment. Number 10, Gospel Fest. More on that in just a little while. Number 9, you can Facebook the TRM Band Live. They'll be at the Spotlight Social Center. Number 8, you can Facebook Manifest at Music and Arts Festival. That will be June the 28th at McFarland Manor, Gordon Square. McFarland Manor at Gordon Square. That's a 3-day thing. Malik X, Live from the Garage, will be performing on one of those days. So you want to check out that Facebook page. Number 7, East Cleveland, Senior Fish Fry last Wednesday. Superfly Barbershop, so many seniors, and they fed them all. Number 6, Spotlight Social Center, Smoothie Palooza, with Big Stone, Eric Wilson, and more. Several Facebook Lives went on that, and that was nice. Number 5, the debut of the Euclid Unity March. You can Facebook that. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, Facebook, the Juneteenth Community Conversation and Celebration in Cleveland, SEIU District 1199. Union Hall is where that was held last week. Plenty of food last Wednesday. Also, number 3, debuting DJ Ice from Bone Thugs and Harmony, Mo Thug Family. He had his birthday affair, so his birthday celebration affair, free food, drink. Number 2, because of the several Facebook Lives that came through there and the different types of crowds that showed up, the big jump goes to the Wild Style Hip Hop Birthday Bash for Al Porter. More on that in just a little while. And number 1, Facebook, Aches, Pains, and Automobiles Health Fair. That debuted at number 1 because of the sheer masses of people they had there. Saw the line dancing with Father's Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Cleveland was up there having a good time dancing with none other than Big Moochie, 71 North. So, yeah, that was some powerful stuff. Before I go to my phone line, I want to let people know that if you choose to, you can check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, which is Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, East 152nd St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue. The number 1 and number 37 bus goes through East 152nd St. Clair intersection for a shorter walk up Ivanhoe, but the number 28 goes to the opposite end of Ivanhoe. You just get on that one, and you'll be able to head down and be a part of everything that is happening. Before I do go to the phone lines, I do need to let people know that one of the reasons that I started off the way I did, before I check out the 216-400, 216-209, 216-682, woo-wee, it was very, very interesting because I'm going to break this report up into a couple, but it's just that for me, it was very interesting because for those who might have missed it, the Euclid NAACP last week asked the U.S. Department, that's right, they asked the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate police misconduct, brutality. Definitely, they did that. And if I'm not mistaken, Sarah Budison from NewsNet 5 did the story. And in the letter that was mailed, I believe last Tuesday, the Euclid NAACP and the Legal Advocacy and Writ Resources, LAWRS, Foundation requested a federal investigation into civil rights violations by the Euclid Police Department. And in the letter mailed last Tuesday, Cassandra McDonald, president of the Euclid NAACP, wrote Euclid police officers have engaged in a pattern of excessive force, intimidation, racial profiling, and police brutality. We have a very egregious problem going on in the city of Euclid, said McDonald. Right now, we're at a dire straits, and we really need to get federal assistance in these cases. Her statement. And, you know, that went to back up a news story that said, I believe, last November was a report about serious red flags in Euclid's use of force. So with that being said, what she did send out there, and she wanted to make sure everything was done uniformly, and I appreciate the fact that, hey, what she did was she did her research. She got it out there. It was very nicely done on this 18-foot step ladder from a soapbox, because she did say that taking a look and examining all the 273 filed, we'll say, between January 2016 and June 2018, that the majority of incidents involving use of force, including punches, takedowns, and tasers, that they found that it's less than 20% of Euclid police officers were involved in more than, it's crazy. And so it's very interesting that while we were out there at the Euclid Unity March with so many different entities and groups, the report also caused people like Euclid resident Dr. Richard Montgomery, who's allowing a certain set of renegade officers to enact law enforcement on the streets in any way they see fit outside the law, that's untenable. And so what he did, he even showed out with a lot of us, but he said it himself. That's why this show endorsed him, the staff here, in his run to become mayor of the city of Euclid. And he did say it's time that we made different changes in leadership here in Euclid. And he has been out there. So I find it is very, very interesting that you had that, and it led up to the Euclid Unity March. But before I follow that up, I want to get off of the soapbox real quick. I'm going to go to the phone lines because we have people who actually called in. I'm glad they did. Right now, it's probably somebody telling me, hey, you're just causing problems. There's no problem in Euclid at all. So I'm going to go to 216-400 first. 216-400, how you doing out there?
I am doing fine, and what I would like to do, Mr. Porter, is to let everyone know that we're to call our legislators and ask them to pass House Bill 6 now, because if they don't pass it, they're going to double the cost of electric and so forth, and I know people don't want that to happen, because it's high enough as it is. So I said, I got a card today, and it said, call Kenny Yuko. And his number is, and I've let him know one, because it's long distance, 614-466-4583. And ask him to please pass House Bill 6 now. And I want as many as can to just get it and pass it on, because it's very important. Thank you. And another thing,
you're
sir,
welcome.
Happy birthday. And may you have many, many more. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. I appreciate that so much. As a matter of fact, please hold the line. Others are holding the line as well, because before I get there, if I'm not mistaken, sometimes people will take you off track on what you might plan on talking about a little bit. But because he's in our area, they did say call 216-614-466-4583. You can also email or do both. Call, and you can email yuko at Ohio Senate, S-E-N-A-T-E.gov, G-O-V, and tell him to pass House Bill. because there'll be an 88% reduction in mandated energy costs. Our mandated energy costs won't double. He will be a champion of local families and save Ohio jobs. So with that being said, if you look and you say, well, he's not my senator, and you're in Ohio, find your senator. See, that's all you have to do. Find your senator or representative and hit them up. One thing I could say, Kenny Yuko has usually been very receptive. So now I have to definitely reach back out on that subject. Before I go to the phone lines, I guess I could take maybe 2 minutes. It won't take long because for those who didn't know, myself last Saturday, man in the street briefly stated that, and this is what was said on Saturday when asked to speak, today is the day I and several others got here for free. You see, we were at the, let me preface it, Sims Park in Euclid, which was about 232nd Street, and that's where, once we were done speaking, we marched down to the library in Euclid. And anyway, it started off by saying, today is the day I and several others got here by free. RTA is giving free rides to all routes, including Euclid, Ohio, on this Saturday. Why? Because today's a holiday. That's basically it. Cuyahoga, 50. 50 years ago, June 22nd, 1969. Cuyahoga River caught fire for the 13th time on June 22nd, 1969. Made it into Time magazine, but since then, environmental work has taken place, put out the fires, 60 types of fish now reside, putting out the fires. That's why we're here, black, white, Latino, Asian, here to put out fires, the activists, police who care as well, because 50 years later, Euclid is on fire on June 22nd, 2019. Now, even though I didn't call out all the groups, to let you know some of who was there, we've come to put these fires out. Groups like Euclid NAACP, the Lawyers Foundation, New Era Cleveland, Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Laura Cowan, Carl Stokes Brigade, Representative Barnes, well, former state representative John Barnes, Euclid mayoral candidate Dr. Montgomery. We had News 5. It's because when you know your facts, people, it doesn't take you that long. And if you remember, the reason we started out with the track we did is because you have to remember, on March 13, 2017, Luke Stewart was murdered by a Euclid police officer. He was sitting in his car sleeping in front of a friend's house. He was awakened by Officer Rhodes. Physical altercation took place. The car took off. Within 4 seconds of the car taking off, the second officer on the scene reported that Officer Rhodes was inside the car. 6 seconds after the officer got in the car, shots can be heard coming across the radio. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000, 6-1000. That was fast, right? But Luke hadn't committed any crime. He was unarmed. Luke was tasered in between the 6 times. Luke was shot 5 times, once in the neck, once in the palm of his right hand, and 3 times in the chest. You know, following that, months later, for those who would remember, do you remember what happened on that day when Brother Richard Hubbard III? Anybody remember that? Because let's put it out there like this. You know, it was very, very interesting. Very interesting. Because at that time, it's crazy. Because Officer Michael Amiot, he MMA'd and UFC'd the 25-year-old Richard Hubbard III. And that officer had already been suspended for multiple rules violations. If you're asking why we were out there, those are some compelling reasons. Before I go to the phone line, I would like to say that you can reach the Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Also, Joseph P. Botley Jr. on YouTube. I'm a Superwoman Radio on Facebook, and you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. with that being said, I think I've done almost everything in the world I'm supposed to do. So let me go check out what is happening here in the studio and go to my phone callers at 216-209. It's probably going to tell me there's no problems out there in Euclid. As a matter of fact, you troublemaker, somebody needs to have, instead of a Euclid Unity March, they need to have Al Porter Unity March right on your radio station on Monday nights, you troublemaker. 216-209, how you doing?
I'm great, Brother Al. Happy birthday. God bless you and bless you with many, many more.
Thank you.
Oh, it's no problem, Al. And you know, I'm John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know, y'all forgive me for, you know, missing a few shows because I just moved and everything on the personal side. So you know how moving
gotcha.
Can be. But it doesn't stop the show. We got a lot coming up yet to be seen. So we're in the process of working on some videos. So you know when it usually when we take a pause, that means we're about to hit you back to back. So just stay tuned. I'm not
going
to say much. We're going to have some surprises coming your way. And, you know, it's a lot going on out here. And you know, it's a lot of tension out here. You know what I'm saying? But we got to remember one thing, you know what I'm saying? Stay humble, because when you jump on pride, that's when you get real close to falling off into all kinds of silliness. So remember, you know what I'm saying, stay humble, because nobody starts at the finish line. Nobody does. You know, I'm going to just keep it like that and leave it real like that. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all stay up. Stay blessed.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, brother. Please definitely hold a line, and I will appreciate that. At least I know the track that I need to probably play, and I'll prepare to get that queued up. Also want to thank everybody and say that even though I didn't say it, we'll finish up like this. If you would like to, you can check out the Fred Barkley Live group on Facebook or Facebook Kent and Angelica. That's K and that Kent and Angelica. With a K in that name. Life Obstacles airs Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Art McCoy airs on Sunday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, both on WERE 1490 AM. MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. All three shows are on www.newstalkcleveland.com. And before I do anything else, let me just add to something to let people know what is going on, because if I don't tell you, then you can go back and say, well, he didn't spread any information. So, first of all, let's put it like this. For those who haven't seen it yet, if you Facebook what's happening next Monday, July 1st, activist protest at Cuyahoga County Jail in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, that's going to be an interesting thing, because that will be at none other than, if I'm not mistaken, 11 a.m. for that. And the reason being is because activist Art McCoy of Black on Black Crime, Inc. and member groups of the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanity at the Cuyahoga County Jail will lead this rally. You can call, but please do not call my number right now, 216-804-7462. This is July 1st at 10:30 a.m., and really the lineup will be at 10:30 as people add out of the meeting at 10:30. They'll begin to gather, probably start around 10:45, but right now it's because Cuyahoga County Jail, that's where it will happen, on the steps of the Justice Center on Lakeside Avenue in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Over 9 recent inmate deaths, many of them questionable, most of them ignored by jail administrators and Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Budish, and U.S. Marshals, findings of inhumane and unconstitutional jail conditions. And these inhumane and unconstitutional jail conditions include unprovoked physical assault by jail guards on inmates, including women, inadequate health care, rat and roach infested facilities, attempted starvation of inmates for punishment, and violation of the inmate handbook, jail overcrowding, inadequate health care, and the mistreatment of pregnant inmates. Other issues will include police misconduct and excessive force, unfair judges and prosecutors, bail reform, and the grand jury indictment process over indictments, malicious prosecutions, and a denial of speedy trials and rights. Before I go to our phone caller who's been waiting patiently, that's the first one. The other one, and the reason I'm reading, is because it has a lot to do with each other. If you Facebook Criminal Justice Council Coalition PACS Meeting Demands Action, and it says, join us as we continue advocating for basic human decency and justice. It's been over a year since the Cuyahoga County Criminal Justice Council was created in June of 2018, during my birthday month. And during that time, it has failed to take meaningful action to address any of the crises facing the Cuyahoga County Criminal Justice Center, despite the fact that one of its stated objectives is to respond to critical issues and collectively develop solutions. So it is letting you know that members and supporters of the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanity at the Cuyahoga County Jail are packing the Criminal Justice Council quarterly meeting at 9:30 a.m. this coming Monday. We will provide testimonies recalling attention to the numerous critical issues within the county justice system, such as the ongoing brutality, horrific conditions, and severe overcrowded at the county jail. The Coalition will hold a press conference on the Lakeside Avenue side of the Justice Center at 8:30 a.m. prior to attending the meeting, which begins at 9:30. It'll last an hour. Then you can come out and join Brother Art McCoy for that phase of it and the protest. So what I'm going to do is go to my phone line, because they were very patient. They didn't have to be. As I do that, I just want to remind people once again that I thank them for tuning in, because it's not something that you were mandated to do. And also let people know that you can check out the Facebook for Tamir Rice's 17th birthday event. It's Tamir Rice's 17th birthday event at Cadell Rec. It's a free event for youth art contest, ages 10 to 17. That's this coming Saturday, 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, in honor of his 17th birthday. Register your youth now. Just go to Tamir Rice's 17th birthday event on Facebook. Samaria Rice will be there. I also want to let people know before we do anything else, because I know y'all talk. Y'all have a good time talking, and that's okay. Sometimes we need people to talk. If you didn't talk, well, it might be more peaceful here and there for me, but it might not be, because at least I like hearing from you. So I just want to say I'm going to go to the phone line, and before I do, I wish to thank you all humbly for tuning in, because we do have a lot of different things going on. Certain things I get a chance to talk about, other things I don't, not all the time, but you do need to know. And this will only take 40 seconds, is that there is a job fair. Get hired. June 28th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Multipurpose Center, 8555 Puff, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Giving people some information so that y'all can get off my back. 216-682. 216-682. How are you?
Doing good, Joe Jones, at Father's Lives Matter. And, you know, we're out here, you know, still fighting the fight. Another Saturday, we got a homeless event going on. Starts off at 4 p.m. And we have a bunch of other events going on. One thing that you know, we did today is we got interviewed by Channel 5 on a very important subject tonight. And Cuyahoga County, When you hear this, I want you to understand something very closely. How dare you let one of our babies die again after Anaya Garrett? How dare you not inspect these daycares? How dare you not do your job? I'm telling you right now, every community activist in Cuyahoga County is beyond angry, and we're not going to let this one go. It's not going to happen like that. We're going to do everything we can to stand up for our babies in Cuyahoga County, and everything we can to get justice for these babies. Cuyahoga County, if you can't do your job, community activists are going to force you to do it. We had enough. We ain't having no more kids die, man. We went to all these meetings with Armand Budish, and he promised us that things were being fixed,
yes,
corrected. The guy lied. He just blatantly just lied. That's all he did, and he blew smoke. Now we're dealing with a 2-month-old baby that died in a daycare that should have not even been opened in the first place. It's already been closed.
Mm-hmm.
We're appalled and angry, man. The village is rising up. They're very angry, and I'm telling you, we're not going to let this one slide. And now all daycares that are bad, we're coming for you.
Good, good. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, how can people reach you to be a part of your movement, as well as, contact you about different things? Because I know there are plenty of plans of action, and people will just want to know how they can join you.
Father's Lives Matter on Facebook, Father's Lives Matter on Twitter. Don't let the name fool you. We also help out women, and we seek justice for all. 216-682-8341. Phone never shuts off. Again, that's 216-682-8341. Look up Jones Joe on Facebook and or Father's Lives Matter on Facebook. We need all the help we can get. And all you have to do is plug into Father's Lives Matter. We can plug you into several other community activist groups too.
Thank you so much. Feel free to hold the line. I think I have something I can send out for you.
Thank you.
And no problem. As a matter of fact, you know something? I haven't heard from this group in a little while. So as I queue up something from at least Black Odyssey, I want to definitely thank people. Yeah, to keep praying. I want to thank Donna Walker Brown and the Inner City Republican Movement, because last week she took a group of people down to Columbus to the 3rd Annual Taxpayer Torch Award Banquet. And it was definitely at Columbus, Ohio, 136 East Broad Street. And the thing about it was, we got a chance to meet with a lot of different people, including Lieutenant Governor and 2017 Torch Award recipient, Lieutenant Governor John Houston. And the award went to 2019 award recipient, Senator Rob McCauley. Now, here's the thing. Former trustee of the Ohio Fallen Heroes Memorial, the man has just done a lot. And as the state representative, brand new in, he's done a whole lot of things. And the major thing that I like about going down there, Brother Ernest Harris got a chance to politic and network about precinct government classes. A lot of people downstate were very interested. I felt very thankful I was able to pass out hip-hop workshop flyers and push 216-440-HIP-HOP to politicians and other people at that particular event, receive the business cards to follow up. And I just want to say it's thankful that I could still get out there, represent hip-hop music and everything like that before I do anything else, because I haven't heard it for a little while. I'm so glad they called in. Why not? You know, the thing about it for me is I'm very thankful that I get a chance to at least come on the radio and just continue to give information and hopefully have people decide they might want to follow through and be a part of everything and give their information as well. That doesn't happen, and I kind of feel like, wow, I am really not doing what I should be for the community. So with that being said, I thank you all for tuning in. I feel like it is definitely time. I think this is what has gotten me through my life, especially making it to 50 years old, 50 years young. I had to keep praying. Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's up.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. That the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, cause we praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, no matter what.
Let me get a little bit serious before going back. That was Keep Praying from Black Odyssey. I love this song that's also out, video, Freedom Writers. Excellent writing, Freedom Writers, Black Odyssey. And you know what I'm looking at? I have this at the meeting this coming Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, end arbitrators' bias in favor of police. Due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police, in their deciding the outcome of those officers, treatment of citizens or slash the public, we the underline advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice, signatures on this petition must be from only one county and must be written in ink. So in other words, that's part of what it is that we're doing. Also, I want to throw out there that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, BBCI, 15415 Kimball Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Community ministries are Sundays at 10 a.m. Youth and Family Marriage Counseling by appointment is Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Grief Support, Judy Martin, 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repast under 100 people, inquire at 216-804-7462, 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070. We're able to provide you space, a pastor, and flowers at special pricing. Floral arrangements are by Maddie B's Flowers, 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. It's about a fact, since I've gotten those things out of the way, it makes it kind of easy for me to touch on other subjects, because if I don't, I won't get to them. It's not being rude. It's just telling the truth. It's like that, and that's the way it is. Speaking of which, talk about hip-hop. I would like to definitely say that last Saturday, HJS Music and world-famous Superfly Barbershop put together the Wild Style 50th birthday party for Man in the Streets. It was the hip-hop birthday party with the theme of Wild Style from the movie that was back in the day. You might want to look at Wild Style hip-hop. That way it won't take you to something else or a different link. But anyway, we had food and we fed the community for free. East Cleveland Chef Sauce was there. We had such people as Euclid, NAACP, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Now, here's the thing. Imperial Women Coalition at ClevelandUrbanNews.com, they provided the large birthday cake. You had dogs, you had chicken, you had burgers, you had Ballhead Fred, Shakespeare, Black Stallions, Black Women of Excellence on A-Town did the Al Porter's birthday rap. You know something? I got to keep reposting that one from time to time. That was a great one. You had Power Women, Peter Corrigan, former candidate. You had King Swisher, East Cleveland Vice President of City Council, Ernest L. Smith, or Press People Station, Suave, Hood Famous, TV. Yes, for those people who might see somebody falling on a video, I did my attempt to line dance. Even tried to get funky on the dance floor. Maybe horribly, but I made the attempt. Darn it. With that being said, it was very, very interesting because you had people like the beauty salon coming through to join us. Vanessa's Fashions, if I'm not mistaken, Down Solid Entertainment, Dollar Rock and Twiggy were there. And also, it's very something when you say, here is what hip-hop is. Wild Style, hip-hop birthday party. So we had a couple of books there dealing with hip-hop culture. One was graffiti and another one with the artist who came through the golden era. And it was very interesting to sit and see people like, Peter Corrigan, former county executive candidate, and Cassandra McDonald from Euclid NAACP, reading through the books that I happened to place around. You had Headlines and Headaches also there, Fred Barkley Live group. And then afterwards, this is what made it so interesting. We left. It was only from 5 to 7. We stayed an extra hour, broke things down. We went to the after party for about 40-something minutes. And the party was held at Uncle Sam's house of a superior. We're outside. HJS definitely fixed up his equipment and rocked more hip-hop tracks. You had the barbecue ribs and the kielbasa. And he was like, get this food. Even if you ate at another place, take this food home. And HJS rocked there from around maybe, 8:35 to 9:30 p.m. Power Women, Black Lives Matter Cleveland showed up. Also wanted before I play the next thing. Maybe I'll go on and play it because there was a lot of this there. It was a lot of people there. And for me, all I can say is, yep, it kind of fit from that CMHA CD. Yep, it really did fit. This is one of my favorite records, Big Legs. Be right back.
Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my
light skin, she can get it. skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care.
So she's in my world.
Yeah.
Pineapple mixed with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland curve appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Ray Charles said it best, saying fun size. Any size girl, always the right time. Church girl or in clubs, true how I speak. Female Republicans, y'all some freaks. I'm an activist, but this is a fact. First things first, I'm still a man. I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements, ladies, it's true. Emax and Sheriff, we love you.
Sometimes I love this because people will call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air instead of calling 646-478-0944, and I get a chance to send an infamous shout-out to Twan Billings. Did you call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air? Yep, I'll be getting to back with you at a later time once I'm off. Let me go and see what's going on with this 216-990. They're probably calling in to say, hey, was your 50th birthday today? It's a shame you still got your radio show. You ought to take your birthday present and give us a present and just stop doing the show. Quit coming in. Darn it. Anyway, 216-990, what is on your mind this evening?
Hello, Al Porter. How you doing today?
I am doing well. How you doing, Rico?
I'm wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. We done the workshop. I finished the workshop of the Death for Politics. It's an organization.
Wow.
It's Death for Politics. So it's an organization who help people who are deaf or hard of hearing who want to run for office, okay? It's called Death Politics. So it was founded 30 years ago. And I went to the workshop, and I learned a whole lot: how to run for office, what to do, how to raise money. It taught you the whole nine yards.
Wow.
And
okay.
She said, Rico, if you ever run for office again, let us know. We will come to Ohio, Cleveland, to help you campaign. And she said it's not a one person in any city or state have a deaf person or a person with a disability have won election. I said, you're right about that. And and they want to and it was great, you know. It was great. Then we agreed to come to Cleveland. We're going to city to education about deaf people, how to run for office, what to do about campaigning, the whole nine yards. And it's
gotcha.
Good for them to know, you know. And have again, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad to hear you're running for office. And how can people contact you?
My number is 216-990-1012. My email is rdancy82@gmail.com. You got You got a lady who's deaf. She run against Rob Portman. She raised $85 million. So when you finish this class of deaf politics, the person who owned the organization, she is donating money to your campaign to help you. Yeah, it was nice. You know, I met her. She's one of the rich folks who did not support the number 45. And when she don't agree with the number 45, when Betty the boss want to cut from special education 70% from the Department of Education, you talk about got a debt. The first deaf university. You talk about the one in New York. You talk about what's the other one she want to cut? Special Olympics. She want to cut that too. She want to cut 70%, and that is that's why they had this organization, Deaf Politics. So that's why they are training deaf people all across the country to run for office. And what to do. And we should send an email. I said, I want to come. And I went to the D.C. D.C. had over 900 people who are deaf or hard of hearing or interpreters who in the deaf field who wanted to run for office. And that's why I was here.
And that's then with that being said, I just thank you very much for being the watchdog that you are. I appreciate you, Rico Dancy. I do.
Okay.
No problem. Hey, I think I know what to do. It has been very serious around here. What I'm going to do is just let people know that I was very fortunate because yesterday I was at the Revival and Gospel Fest Explosion at Gray's Temple Missionary Baptist Church at 10003. It is on Reno Avenue. Dontez Taylor organized it. It was full. People paid tribute to Dontez Taylor. You had the Braille sisters singing. Sister Hula, Dontez Taylor called me up, and I did Cherish the Love a cappella, plus gospel singers. You had Sister Londa from Iced Out Productions filming it, Rape Crisis Center, live broadcast on the Art McCoy radio show, and the food from the barbecue of baked chicken, green beans, greens, vegetarian beans, potato salad, pound cake. Yep, it was a phenomenal feast for everybody. And dressing, I think I said macaroni and cheese. With that being said, let me tell you something. I think I need to play this one and do this as one to go, and I'll be back in a few. Ballhead Fred G. That's a nice satirical song he did. Black Life.
I'm protecting my black life. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta watch my back. I gotta watch my back. Cause these insects on the attack. Yo, I gotta get the strap. Cause these niggas out to kill. They wanna take your DNA. Cause your blood they wanna spill. It's real. Let's have a moment in silence. Find some peace in yourself. Ain't no need for that violence. Now quiet. Just need some self-control. Quick to pick up a gun. Yo, you need to slow your roll. Whoa, no, punk. Yo, don't make me go and shake it. Too many cowards out here. Getting they thinking that they gangsters. We at war. They don't really want peace. I see y'all street thugging. Cause y'all as bad as the police. Cause y'all killers. Real. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all ain't trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police, y'all need to scatter. I ain't dying over petty, my black life matter, come on. So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Come on.
You buzzin' shots in the club, what for?
Come on.
When you see the police, why you... I see the violence won't cease, so I'm protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Yeah, yo, they quick to put you in a slammer. Police don't give a fair, shoot you on camera. They evil, and they treat you like a slow burner. Gotta duck them f***ing kids, cause they getting away with murder. Check it, you can run, but you can't hide. Yo, I'm God, I ain't got no time for devilish vibes. Wicked minds don't not hunt, and they wanna clown me. Rest in peace, Amir Rice, and they wanna Mike Brown me. Ain't no justice in this country, and it never was peace. When you hear them f***ing sirens, that's the sound of defeat. They won't cease, they love to pick a fight with us. Illuminati cops out here blood sacrificing us, fighting us. Yo, it's hard to get out they sight. When I'm getting pulled over, I don't know if I'ma die tonight. Leave me alone, I had a sh** day. You ain't gotta break the law, they gon' f*** with your ass anyway. So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Come on. Come on.
You harassing me, cop, what for?
Run. Run.
I'm protecting my black line.
I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Run.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Run.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Run.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Fred, protecting my black life. Just run, run. Can't forget about honorable mention goes to the East Cleveland Democratic Water Club Ice Cream and Pizza Social that they had last week. Brother Nathaniel Martin, councilman at large, excellent job with that meeting. They even dealt with and answered questions. They had somebody there representing the water and sewage department. And as I leave out, just want to say that on my mind, reaching to see 50 years old, for those who don't know, I promise to do more in giving back to my region, giving back to 216-440 more than any other time I've done in my life. June 1st, Shakespeare helped that out by giving an artist who was performing in the hip-hop workshop $100 for best performance. June 2nd through June 3rd, we spent at least 16 hours outside, historic City Hall. I was allowed to join Donna Walker Brown, Art McCoy, Angela Wyatt Davis, and the four of us headed up a group of over 25 different groups of people, a coalition. Even had Zumba out there. We had music busting, the sound system on the issue of lead safety in our children. June 8th, Rock the Block, fed the community in East Cleveland, had a Flowmasters reunion. June 14th through 16th, Ernest L. Smith, Tony Pai, Muhammad, as well as Tammy Kennedy, allowed me to raise the red, black, and green flag in the city of East Cleveland and do the first ever Juneteenth commemorative weekend in East Cleveland, where I even co-hosted on that Saturday and brought in musical groups with Elder Statesman, Silver Bees Entertainment Royalty Roundtable. We both were the royal tag team. This past week during the birthday, I got a chance to represent things out in Columbus via the General, Donna Walker Brown, represent hip-hop, as well as the past Saturday, the hip-hop birthday party wild style for myself. We fed the community. Have two to three things that will be announced by this coming Wednesday at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting to give back. And I just want to say I thank you all. There was a time that I took so much from the community. I was part-time peddling, dope peddling, whoremonger who was out there getting in all kinds of trouble. With that being said, the self-awareness that I now have, I look out here, I'm very thankful for living this long, being who I am. been working with people. I appreciate all those people who continue to tune in, those people who come out to events. Hey, I thank you all for coming out to events because I do my best to come to your events. How the hell am I going to ask you to join me if I don't join you? There's certain things you do. So with that being said, I'm very gracious, thankful, peace.